Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Philippians. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
In our pursuit of happiness, we tend to travel down the path focused on self. Go for what I want, avoid suffering, put my needs first. The message of Philippians, however, turns our natural inclinations upside down. It challenges us. Do you want to be happy? Then empty yourself in sacrificial love. That's where the real joy is. The Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians while imprisoned for spreading the gospel of Christ. Just as Paul was suffering because of his faith, so Christians in the city of Philippi were facing persecution for their faith. In his letter, Paul shows the Philippians how to respond to their suffering so that they may come to find true joy through it all. Paul teaches the Philippians using his own life as an example. While he doesn't know whether he will live or die in prison, Paul says he isn't afraid. In fact, he's content. He explains, "If I die, I get to be with God. If I live, I get to keep spreading the good news of Jesus." His life is centered around the mission of sharing Christ with others. Paul points out that Roman guards have come to know Jesus because of his imprisonment. In the same way, the courage of the Philippians in the face of their hardship will point the world to Christ. When our lives as believers are geared around the mission of making Christ known, we can find purpose and contentment in any circumstance, even immense suffering. Here is the joy that no one can take away. In applying Paul's teaching to ourselves, we might feel convicted by our selfishness. I find myself thinking something like, I don't want to suffer for the sake of someone else. But in response, Philippians points its reader to the key that empowers a life of sacrificial love. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Paul instructs us in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. We can look away from our own interests only when we trust God to look out for us. The key to sacrificial love is first entrusting yourself to God. When we trust God for provision and strength, we aren't threatened by suffering. As Paul says in Philippians 4, 12 through 13, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. It is in the care of God that we are free to embrace hardship for the sake of others. Paul provides encouragement to his reader, reminding them that when Christians suffer out of love for other people, they are living out the story of Jesus. Before coming to earth, Jesus existed in a state of glory and equality with God. But instead of using his status for his self-advantage, Jesus emptied himself. He took on our humanity, and he became a servant to others, obeying God to the point of sacrificing his life for us. Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before him, as Hebrews 12:2 says. And after rising from the dead, he was exalted as King of the world. So when we follow Jesus in a life of humility and sacrifice, we find ourselves likewise exalted before God, full of Christ's joy. This reality has brought me so much encouragement in the current season of my life. I became a mom to my son, William, about a year and a half ago, and some of the humble parts of motherhood have been really challenging to me. My husband and I decided I would take on more of the caregiving role, and at times, I felt like my husband landed the better deal. I've cut back on work hours while he gets to spend more time growing his career. I've taken on a greater share of tasks that often feel lowly to me, such as changing diapers or doing laundry, cleaning the house. But there's one thing that slowly chipped away at my pride. And it's that Jesus, my Savior and my King, willingly walked the path of humility and sacrificial love. It is an honor to follow in his footsteps, to feel more closely connected to him in my experiences. If the path of humility and sacrifice was the path Jesus chose, shouldn't that tell me something about the way things work? Shouldn't it let me in on the secret to abundant living? I can honestly attest that the more I sacrifice for my son and my husband, the more full my joy becomes. Abandoning my desire to protect my status has been freeing. It's freed me to love. And the more I love, the more I find myself surprised with the gift of joy. I don't know what situations might be presenting themselves in your life to make Christ known to others, but I encourage you to embrace them. Adopting humility and sacrificial love, even when it means following Jesus down the path of suffering for the sake of others. It can be scary to feel like we're letting go of protecting ourselves and looking out for our own interests. But remember this. Entrust yourself to God, and He will step in and take care of you. So take a moment to entrust any of your needs with God, that you might be free to love others and find joy. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the unshakable gift of joy we have in Him.
You whisper in the madness, you call my name. At the sound of your voice, all chaos fades. Almighty voice of God, I'm listening. There's power in your word, I can't help but see.
Steadfast God.